weather, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'll tell you what, Dan Kofall is our guest. I was getting him the Council on Foreign Relations because he's part of the Committee on Foreign Relations, which is sub-regional groups of it. But his friend, who's his business partner, who is a member of the CFR, got him into it. He said, tell us something about the CFR, some of his view on it, what it's really up to. And I promise we'll get to your phone calls coming up in the middle of the next segment. But, Dan, we're also going to get into the Italian debt crisis. Ron Paul, where you see this country's going, all the urban warfare training going on for U.S. cities collapsing. Let's get into the CFR, though, a little bit in the next segment. Right now, let's get into some of those other areas you were raising.
All right, we can talk a little bit about if you want to do the Italian debt crisis.
Yeah.
That is something that is absolutely bubbling to the top right now, and there's a reason gold went up as much as it has today. You've got Berlusconi, who may or may not stay on as prime minister. Italy's debt problem is the biggest debt problem in all of Europe. And anytime somebody says that Europe's debt problem won't migrate to the U.S. is absolutely wrong. Italy's debt problem is 4 to 5 times the problem of Spain's, and Spain was 10 times the problem of Greece's. So when you've got a financial situation in Europe right now that there is no real solution for. You saw the EU come out last week and say we've got a trillion-4 solution. One, and the markets rallied 400 points. Great, great, great. 800 points, 300 points the next day. Only problem is they never told anybody they didn't know how to fund it. And so you're seeing problems in Europe that are absolutely migrating our way. And I think the U.S. is preparing for a major financial problem in the United States. And they'll be looking toward some sort of a national emergency in the U.S. because you're not going to be able to stop it. The only way you could possibly stop any of this is for the Federal Reserve to turn on the printing presses for everybody to turn on their printing presses worldwide, and all you'll do is delay the inevitable. And that's why I always say you don't have to worry about deflation. And the thing with deflation worldwide, we always hear that it's going to be terrible. Prices are going to go down. No, it's not. But there are two things you can bank on, genetically speaking, is that politicians spend and central bankers print. It's in their DNA. They can't help themselves. You won't have deflation. Central bankers will turn on the tap, and you will see hyperinflation. You're going to see that in Europe when they start to try to do this $1.4 trillion bailout, and that won't even take care of Italy. So the problem is there. You can't get rid of it. It's a matter of when you decide to turn on the printing presses. QE3 is the only reason Bernanke has not gotten into QE3 yet is because he's waiting for the right time to have the greatest effect. He's waiting for more turmoil, and then he'll step to the plate and start printing as everybody else with the printing press will. So, if anything were more obvious to me, I don't know what it would be.
What's your time frame on things really being hardcore depression, not just sliding into depression?
Well, I think you'll see hyperinflation first. And the listeners on our show are just like your listeners, great listeners, really in tune. But I don't think they realize how fast hyperinflation can occur. Hyperinflation can occur in a matter of days, not months, not years. And all it takes is for somebody to say, "I'm selling dollars. I don't want dollars."
That's the rush towards the exit.
Yeah, that's right. And it isn't so much that all of a sudden things they start to hooch up in prices. It will be that the dollar isn't worth the dollar.
Listen, I've talked to family friends when they go to Europe now for 2 years. They don't want dollars.
That's right. That is exact. There are fewer. I talked to another good friend of mine who runs an asset management business. We always talk about liquidity, and he talks about the dollar being the most liquid asset in the world. I said it isn't, because an ounce of gold I can take anywhere in the world, and somebody will give me something for it. A dollar, there are plenty of places in the world where nobody wants the dollar. The problem we're going to have in America is when the number of those places around the world not wanting the dollar begin to increase, and there's some point, there's a tipping point where the next dollar off of that printing press nobody wants.
All right, Dan Kofall is our guest. We're going to come back briefly, talk about the CFR, get into what hyperinflation looks like. We had an article a few months ago showing all the different currencies from hyperinflation. Perhaps we'll show that for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and post it everybody else at Infowars.com. And I promise we'll get to all your phone calls and a lot more straight ahead. Stay with us. Got some breaking.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
There's a man named Pharmacist Ben Fuchs who is anything but your typical pharmacist. Ben says prescription drugs should be the last resort, not the first resort to fix personal health problems. Hardly a tool for the pharmaceutical companies, Ben says you can live a long and healthy life with proper lifestyle and natural supplementation, and that prescription medications are toxic and typically cause many more problems than they fix or prevent. He's been a guest on the Alex Jones Show a number of times, and he's always a hit. You can hear and talk to Pharmacist Ben on his own daily GCN show. Show The Bright Side, which airs live each weekday on GCN at 10 a.m. Central just before Alex's show. You can also hear and meet Pharmacist Ben at a free lecture coming up Tuesday, November 8th, starting at 7 p.m. in Santa Cruz, California. If you can possibly be there, you should. Ben Fuchs is one of the most compelling speakers you will ever hear. The event is free, but the sponsors, InfoWars Team and KSCO News Talk AM 1080, ask that you register at KSCO.com website. Go to KSCO.com and reserve your seats now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Dan Kofall is our guest. And yes, I know that we have loaded phone lines, and I'm going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes. And then we're going to continue with calls throughout this hour to the end of the transmission today. Then I'll be back this evening, 7 o'clock, for InfoWars Nightly News. Find out more at InfoWarsNews.com. And again, I want to thank you, the listeners, that have supported us over the years with the money bombs and buying the books, the videos, the tapes. We're not the government that comes and forces you to give money and then they use it against you. We're saying if you believe in alternative media, becoming the mainstream media, if you believe in taking this country back, please support us by spreading the word, by supporting our sponsors. And that means our local sponsors, local AM and FM sponsors as well, the local stations you hear us on. Now, I've just been on Dan's show a few times, and I've talked to folks in Dallas that listen to him. I got friends and family that, I heard you on the Wall Street Shuffle show. So it's popular up there. It's on, quote, CNN radio. It's called that because that's their news. It's the big news talk up there in Dallas. We're on a few great affiliates as well in the DFW area. Wonderful folks here. But Dan, I wanted to get him on, but then I noticed in the bio, I was like, he's a member of the Committee on Foreign Relations, which is sub-regional groups. It's like, he's a member of the Dallas Council on Foreign Relations or Chicago or New York. So as things get more and more complex, they go out and find movers and shakers that they want to see if they can basically get into their group. And a lot of people say it's keep your friends close, enemies closer is the argument, because there's certainly people in the lower CFR who are not globalists. That's why I've said, you don't know that Angelina Jolie is a bad person or a good person. We've got to wait and see. She may be horrible. She may be great. You know, the point is, this is how the globalists try to get you in with powerful people. So if you play ball, you move up. Now, Dan, your partner at your intelligence company, tell folks about yourself a little bit, because I think that explains the whole CFR thing. It's an interesting perspective. Then we'll get into the what hyperinflation looks like, the crisis in Europe expanding, and then we'll get to some phone calls.
Well, I've been in finance and my whole life, and chief financial officer of a number of public companies. I taught finance at graduate school here in Dallas for a number of years. So I've been in the financial area forever and ever, and started doing a radio show about 5 years ago up here in Dallas. And it's always a pleasure. Our ratings go through the roof when you come on. So if you want to come on 5 days a week with us, you are always welcome.
Oh, I wish I could. I wish I could.
But we have a chance to do a lot of really great things. I belong to the Ludwig von Mises Institute, Ben's business executive for national security, and I get invited to a lot of different organizations. I'm also on the Texas Israeli Homeland Security. I'm co-chairman of the Homeland Security Committee for that. But the Committee on Foreign Relations was an invitation from some friends of mine who are as conservative as I am, and they said you might enjoy the perspective of what goes on there. And the truth of the matter is, it's so liberal, and the people that are involved are so liberal, that it is fun to go, but it's hard for me to work up any level of excitement for it, because I just sit there and say, no, that's wrong, no, that's wrong, no, that's wrong. But it is interesting to see how they think, and the speakers they have in are, they had Rubin in a few months ago, and wow, I had so many questions I wanted to ask, because he was so off base, the former Goldman guy and Rubin, where the hell, heck, you know him from the Clinton cabinet, too.
Yeah, Robert Rubin.
Yeah, Robert Rubin. And it was just an hour worth of politics. Of
so basically, at the lower and mid-level, that's what I've always heard, it's the globalists lecturing you.
Yes, that's correct.
So you basically join it, and then you sit there and are lectured about the New World Order and how great it is.
Yeah, and I have to admit, when Rubin didn't talk so much about the New World Order, but his commentary about the financial system, it was clear that was the direction it was headed. And I have to admit that if I want to go out and if I want to watch MSNBC and I want to listen to the CFR, it's an interesting perspective, but certainly it's more humor than it is, learning anything.
Yeah, well, I think the issue is 20 years ago, if you talked about it, they said you were crazy, it didn't exist.
Yes.
Now, because of the Internet in the last 16 years or so being so popular, they've pretty much, to see a CFR meeting, like you said, is to watch CNN or MSNBC.
Yeah, it is. And, it's not all a bunch of lunatics. It's really a bunch of people that sit there, and I'm convinced, when there were 2,000 or 3,000 people there at the Rubin dinner, and I'm convinced people show up because they are expected to show up. They show up in a nice gown and jewelry, and it's a social event. They don't really know what he's saying or why he's saying it. They're just supposed to be there.
Well, I talked to a guy whose grandfather owns one of the big funeral homes in Texas, and he was telling me the story of his grandpa got mad. He got invited to the Federal Reserve to, quote, inside, economist information, and they told him, yes, the economy's going to collapse. This is about a year ago. Here's how you make money on it. So basically, it is getting the local wealth involved. The elite is smart. They know to go try to organize. I mean, I've been approached years ago about, joining elitist organizations, because they want anybody who's a mover and shaker, even regionally, they want you part of their club where they can watch you and influence you.
Absolutely right, Alex. And you'd be a perfect candidate for these things, because they'd love to keep an eye on you.
Just amazing. You talk to a lot of movers and shakers in finance. I mean, from what I get and from talking to a lot of people off record, the elite's known for 3-4 years. Total collapse. They're digging in. Like you said, hyperinflation followed by bedlam. The military's been getting ready for a decade. Now they admit they're getting ready for it.
Yes, they do. And Alex, if I could digress for just 1 second, there's something really important that I think people, Americans, need to really pay attention to. And it's this super committee, the idea of trying to take $1.2 trillion out of the federal spending over the next 10 years. Here's the travesty of this whole thing. The folks know that we're not going to be able to cut the budget, because the minute you cut the budget, you're cutting entitlements, you're going to send people right out into the streets rioting as well if you cut their benefits. Here's the travesty of this whole thing. If they don't cut this $1.2 trillion out over the next 10 years, automatic cuts kick in. The automatic cuts are going to devastate the military. And this is our simple little shtick on our show. What we say is the only thing that makes a strong dollar are those 11 aircraft carriers, those 13 boomers, the nuclear submarines, the 2,500 warheads, the 2 million men that we have out and women in the armed forces every day. Those would keep your country strong and your dollar strong. Take away that military. Take away the military's ability to strike first and to strike fear into the heart of everybody around the world. And I want to carry the biggest stick around the world. We spent years, decades, centuries building that big stick. I don't want to give it away now. Without that big stick, our dollar, we are nothing more than a third world nation in Zimbabwe with $15 trillion worth of debt and a printing press running 24 hours a day. The very thought that we would cut our military in a world where most everybody in that world wants us to go away is a travesty. And I don't think enough people relate the strength of our military to the strength of our dollar.
Let me be honest with you, Dan. This may be the one area that we disagree on. And let me be clear.
Sure.
Intellectually, scientifically, geopolitically, what you're saying is absolutely true. But look at how we've been maneuvered to this place. Look at how once they've got a giant 50 million or more people totally dependent on government, that's now a weapon that can be used by the governing class, the political class, to hold us hostage. So you're right, as Bob Chapman has said here, and as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, you cut the government spending, we go into a cardiac arrest. You increase it, we go into hyperinflation.
Yep.
So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. I get all that. And I understand the only reason the dollar's still there and the only reason we're not in total bedlam right now is because the giant, strong military that strikes fear. But here's the problem. The very elites that run our military and run our country are busy eroding what's left of our country and positioning us where all we have left is the military. So we're even more apt to follow these mega corporations' moves when they direct us in to take over areas in the name of propping our country up. And you know, that's kind of like being a Roman soldier. Well, Rome's horrible, but it's better than the next best thing, you know. So I understand all of this. Look. It'd be one thing if it was like 200 years ago where if you served the British Empire, it was a rough job, but you actually got to keep some of the booty. Okay, and I still would morally not be for that. This is a deal where we do all of this, and then we get to be in Nazi Germany on top of it. So it's pretty much like Nazi Germany, then. It's going to have to fall, and it's going to be ugly when it falls, but this empire is not my empire. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, Alex, I think you and I are in violent agreement, not disagreement on this one. I don't want our military fighting wars for corporations. I don't want the military fighting absurd wars that they're fighting right now. That's not what I'm looking for. But I don't want people to assume that you get rid of the military, you can cut their budget by half, and then it's like owning the biggest mansion on the block and leaving your doors open at night and saying, don't worry about it, come on in and take what you want. What my concern is, we have a military that's not being used properly right now, but the answer isn't to shrink the military. The answer is to put the right leadership in place that uses the military correctly and to get corporate influence out of the military. I agree. I don't think you and I are in disagreement.
Well, here's an example. We shouldn't have FEMA in control fighting fires. The state should be in control and have our National Guard here at home, and they can go fight fires. They're the experts.
Brother, my biggest concern in this whole country is FEMA. Maybe I'm old-fashioned on that. But FEMA and TSA are my two greatest concerns in this country as far as the sliding into 1984. FEMA is a terrifying organization to me.
Have you heard they're ordering people off their land that have been there 50 years all over the country that are by lakes?
Yes, I have, and it's a shame. And 35 years ago when FEMA was just starting out, it was one of the things. Oh, they're going to come in. They're going to save us from floods and from nuclear disaster. They're never designed for that. That's not their charter. Their charter is to take over in the event of a national emergency. And that, once they take over, how do you get FEMA out? That's my big concern.
Well, I mean, the feds are running everything already. The police are. Look, when we come back, we're going to go to calls. But I have a whole stack of articles here dealing with this. Concern over public anxiety causes feds to shorten EAS alert. They were going to take over for 5 to 10 minutes. Now they're shortening the automatic takeover coming up on Wednesday to just 30 seconds. We got that report after we take some calls. We've also got former Mossad chief Halevi says Iran attack will impact region for 100 years. We've got that moving towards green light. I want to get your take on what an attack will mean. So let's take some calls, but work those questions in. And I promise, callers, I want to hear from you. We're going right to you after this break, Janice. And then we're going to talk to Tim Otter. No, Otter's up next. So we're going to go to Janice, Otter, Tim, and other straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget the network website. A lot of great stories, incredible radio shows, you name it. GCNLive.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 7, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,778.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,822.23, $9,11.12 for a half ounce, or $4,55.56 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,822.23, $9,11.12, and $4,55.56.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Dan Kofall is our guest. He'll be with us from about 40 after. Look at this headline. Iran mullahs to sue U.S. over terror acts. They claim that United States troops are inside the country. Funny, I remember 5 years ago Bush admitted they had four groups out of Iraq attacking Iran inside and admitted it. So why sue over something the White House admits is going on? But are those really U.S. commandos is the question. We'll ask Dan what he thinks of that coming up here in just a moment. But right now, I appreciate everybody holding. Let's Let's go through some of your phone calls here. This lady was on briefly earlier, but I had to go to break, so I brought her back. She had a couple points she wanted to make. Janice, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yes, I've been looking through my notes about the dates and the appropriations. We were talking about the appropriations hearing where she wants to build the threat fusion centers all over.
Kathleen Sebelius wants health threat fusion centers.
Right, but she also, in that meeting, wants to merge the Department of Health and Human Services with the DOD. And
wow.
Tom Harkin tells her, sorry, lady, you're getting your food safety bill. The FDA are already underfunded and overworked, so they're not going to be able to deal with it, so you're getting what you want.
But you know how they got it, though. He just signed an executive order for the rural councils, which is under Department of Defense now, so that a Department of Defense is going to make sure you got your animal ID, premises ID, and the game wardens, they've tripled and quadrupled. They're now going to be your commissar minder, and there's nothing more a lot of them love than slapping the citizens around. Let's get our guest comment on that.
I don't follow that, Alex, as close as you guys do. Honestly, I don't.
Well, how creepy is the Department of Defense now itself is under FEMA domestically, but is going to enforce the food safety, premises safety, animal ID, and basically use federalized game wardens harassing him?
All I know is that it's 1984 all over again. Nothing surprises me, and that's bad because I'm a victim of the desensitization like everybody else is. I know what's happening, and I can't stop being desensitized.
Well, anybody wants to know, well, they've doubled, tripled, or quadrupled Bureau of Land Management, Forest Service, and your local game wardens. They're not going to treat you like scum because you got a deer rifle and, you know, didn't fill out a form right and take you to jail and take your truck and everything. They find one premises animal ID problem out of their way, and it's all executive orders, not even law. This is the new rural commissars, and God help this country. They are just on power trips, and it makes me want to throw up. Janice, what was your other point you wanted to make?
Okay, I found the date. It's 1-1-10 that she makes this big speech with the bragging about how she got FEMA on board. She says that FMAPs were built in Jobsville. She and President have already activated HEAT. That's the Healthcare Enforcement Action Team, and they have the NRI.
I saw it at the time. And that's why when you called, I said, please dig up the date on the C-SPAN website, because I remember this. And now I remember her not getting it. So they said, it doesn't matter. Obama will just sign the Rural Affairs Council that's under FEMA and Department of Defense. I appreciate your call. Amazing information. My God, it just gets crazier by the minute. Heaven help this country. Let's go ahead and talk to Otter in Mass. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Can you hear?
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Good show. Hard to follow. Quite a list today. It's been quite a run with the money bomb. I'd love to have seen more action, but I believe it's still coming. We're putting the energy into it. I'm here to plant seeds. I can't comment to the many intellects that you bring up, though I will say that Mike Adams is a tremendous asset in bringing the female into listening to your show. Women love him. You know how the maternal energies have served humanity.
Yes.
He speaks to them. Dry ice. How are those Bohemian Groves going to get their fresh lobsters in from Maine without a lot more effort? HAARP, when the day comes that you're doing, talk about HAARP, given that the systems are still working and that life continues, 1339, the sun, solar flare, everything else that's going on. If those things all allow us, I'll call back at that time. I've got several hundred patents through patent searches, which will lay us into that. I think maybe one of the most important things that I've wanted to do in a long time, you may know, a letter written to William Elkin, Abraham Lincoln, probably the last thing written by him. I see in the near future a crisis approaches that unnerves me and causes me to tremble for the safety of my country. As a result of the war, corporations have been enthroned.
I'll tell you what, stay there. I want you to finish that Abraham Lincoln quote. We actually have that in Fall of the Republic. I want you to finish that quote, and we'll get the take of our guest on it. Get a couple other issues dealing with Iran.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift. A supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I wanted to finish up with our guest because he really is a great financial mind. I was taught it in college as well, but actually lived it in business, of what he sees happening with the debt crisis in Europe. We told you that every time one country is bankrupted, the next country will be bankrupted because the derivatives they've signed on to, the sovereign debt, the welfare system, there's no way to pay it back. And we're talking about the rest of Europe compared to Greece, at least being 100 times conservatively the debt. So when you hear it's all about Greece, that's just the scapegoat. We're going to get his take on that briefly. And also what's happening with Iran. Going back to Otter. In mass. Otter, you were reading that famous letter from the president right before he was killed, and the fact that he didn't want to allow these corporations to basically take over the government. And, of course, that was Abraham Lincoln. Go ahead and read the quote now.
You did hit right on it. William Elkin, last letter supposedly from Lincoln to anyone. The power of the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working upon the prejudices of the people until all wealth is aggregated in a few hands and the republic is destroyed. I feel at this moment more anxiety for the society, the safety of my country, than ever before, even amidst the war. I think that politics is based in duality. I think there's no.
Hold on, you were kind of paraphrasing him. He said the money power. I mean, the full quote is really powerful, but that was part of it. It sounded like you were going from memory on that. Go ahead and make your last point. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. You are correct. And the money power of the country. I started at a different point than I stopped. I'm not a young man like you. I remember.
Hey, Otter, you're awesome. You're awesome. I wasn't criticizing you. I just know that's a real quote. I went and looked it up. But finish your point about duality.
Paradox. It lies through law. It lies through the dissemination, MSM, you name it. We're kind of an amorphous gel at this point in time. We're not a first world nation. We're not a third world nation. But whoever speaks of a second, where we live is somewhere in between. And that's why I mentioned Mike Adams. We need to get more people awake. We need to get more people unafraid to put an InfoWords bumper sticker or a Ron Paul bumper sticker. You all are saying so much. It was so powerful.
Well, Otter, I appreciate that call. What Otter is saying is true. The system wants a chilling effect. It wants to intimidate everybody so that we just sit back and then let the system kind of organize its own revolution that calls for collectivism and more of the same. If you don't want to live under a collectivist socialist system on the bottom with a fascist system on top, if you don't want to live under that crony capitalist anti-free market system, now is the time to get aggressive, folks. Now is the time to get involved because people are ready to listen right now. What's your take on that, Dan?
I think that's exactly right. If shows like yours don't get the message out, and people listen to you worldwide, they listen to our show also. If we can't get messages out to people to say now is the time, because every day that slips by is a day further and further that we cede control to a government that is absolutely not representing our best wishes anymore and hasn't been for quite some time. Now is the time. We've got elections coming up. Yeah, you can't get that message out more strongly. People always say, what can they do as Americans? You can do what you and I are doing. We can go out and do radio shows and try to affect other people and hopefully bring them around and give them the facts to work off of. But people have to get off of their butts and get involved and not be afraid to express an opinion, not be intimidated by folks that were on that train, not be intimidated by the TSA or FEMA or others. And they're going to be good citizens that get swept up and that lose initially. But ultimately, if we don't do it now, we'll never have a chance to do it.
Well, the thing is, they're training us that we're prisoners, and the system has dealt with criminals so long they basically have caught fleas. And by that I mean where the law enforcement meets the road, they treat everybody now, including little old ladies, like absolute criminal scum. And the truth is, if you want to play this guilty until proven innocent game, government statistically is a lot more corrupt than the average citizen, so you're the ones that have something to hide. How about we come search you? How about we come in your house without a warrant? Oh, no. No, we don't want that. That's national security to let you operate. Now, I want to get to some more calls here, but let's talk about Iran. Iran has come out and said that in fact, here's Press TV, the official media agency of Iran. Iran has come out and they say that they're going to sue the U.S. government for staging terror attacks inside Iran, and they're going to the U.N. Security Council with that information. We know Israel and the U.S. launched the Stuxnet. What is your view and your take on that? And then I want to get back briefly into hyperinflation, what it generally looks like in Argentina, in Zimbabwe, in Weimar, Germany.
Well, I think... Briefly, I think it's within the realm of reason to assume that the U.S. is operating anywhere it wants to operate and that other countries that have the U.S.'s capability can operate where they want to operate. Is it rational to assume they're operating in Iran? Absolutely. Is it rational to assume that they've already maybe done some significant damage in Iran? Absolutely. Iran wouldn't be bringing this up right now if damage hadn't already been done. The question now becomes, if enough damage has been done inside of Iran, then what's the purpose of proceeding forward with actions against Iran? Because obviously, once you start a significant conflict and drag in other parties, your comments earlier were exactly right. That's a whole new ballgame. If you can keep it below the radar and you can keep it out of the mainstream conflict, I think you'd be doing much better. So the question is damage being done inside Iran right now? I think the answer is absolutely yes.
Well, Iran says it's happening. They say their facilities are being attacked, but I would think Israel would be the one doing that, not the U.S.
You know, that would be as good a bet as anything else would be.
Continuing here, what are you hearing from your sources? Because I know you do open source intelligence for government with your group on one of your side businesses. I mean, from what I've seen, Netanyahu's there saying, give me the green light. And a lot of people in the Israeli power structure are saying, you just want to do that for political expediency. And some are saying Obama may want that as a distraction from the energy company scams. The Drudge Report is talking about Obama's Nixon moment, refusing congressional subpoenas. I mean, what scuttlebutt are you hearing?
Well, if you need a wag the dog moment, and you and I have talked about this, this would be the perfect wag the dog moment. If Kane's a few minutes in the media doesn't stick longer than it is, then Obama's going to need something as a distraction. It's worked for presidents in the past. It'll work in the future. You've got a wag the dog moment coming up here. I think the U.S. has said to Israel and said to the world, if you act, you're acting unilaterally, which wouldn't be true, but the U.S. is trying to distance themselves from it. I think the stage has been set. I think the president has given Israel the permission to use the airspace it needs to use. And if they take it public and make this a much more glamorous event, a bigger event, then I think Israel is ready to go as soon as they corral and get their own people on board. All their people in Israel are not on board with attacking Iran, and that's what Netanyahu is working hard at right now.
Well, generally, Israel doesn't go around getting everybody in line. Some have said this is theater to make it look like deliberation, or they can hang it around Netanyahu's head if it doesn't go well. And I think there's some of that, but Israel doesn't normally behave like this from what I've watched. This looks like he is having to corral people.
He's trying to corral his own citizens, and I think he really wants a consensus with inside of Israel. And I believe that's true, that not everybody in Israel is a big fan of creating what could escalate very quickly into something that might not be controllable. I don't think it will escalate into that. I think any action Israel takes will not be as open and overt and as major as everybody is speaking about.
Oh, so just the covert operations, not bombing of the facilities?
I'm just giving you my opinion, and it's worth exactly what you're paying for right now, because I think that it'll happen. I think it'll happen sooner rather than later, but I think it'll be very controlled, and it'll be more to send a message than it will be to destroy more than the facilities they're going after. They're certainly not going after the country in general.
And that's because it would probably turn the Iranian people against the West, right?
Sure, and there's no reason to go after the Iranian people in general. There's absolutely, and that would turn the tide against Israel now and in the future. In any pinpoint attacks, at least you can say I took a position and I controlled my actions. So I think that's what.
Well, I'll tell you, it certainly doesn't help people at their barbecue joint saying, "Let's play cowboys and Iranians."
I like that one. That's good.
You know, that's a takeoff of a really racist joke.
Yes, I do know that. I was hoping you were going to go through the whole joke. Yeah, I think that's right. We'll see something sooner rather than later. I think the president needs it sooner. I don't think you can keep. I don't think Israel can raise this level of concern and angst and in the out in the world for so long and then let it go by the wayside. They made a mistake a couple of years ago, and I don't think they're going to make that same mistake again.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. The New World Order is playing cowboys with the American people through the food, the water, the culture, these rural affairs committees, this rural affairs office. This is the total corporate takeover of America and the world, not by, you know, some friendly Western group either. This is globalist, and it's cancer.
It is, and as you tell your folks on the show every day, the more you sit back and are complacent and take this, the greater the intimidation factor is going to be, and then one day you won't have the strength to do it. I think people need to stand up now. They can still change the U.S. through the voting booth, but they may not be able to do that years down the road.
Well, there's no doubt government knows the people are awake and are trying to build up this giant propaganda as well as physical force against the people. And I hope we're not a nation of cowards. I hope that it has the effect it's had on me to make me get angry and motivated and focused to resist this. But in the final equation, we don't even need 10% of the public to defeat tyranny. So people shouldn't get demoralized by the furniture, by the sheeple, by the people that are too weak-minded to realize what's happening. All we need is a motivated minority, as Thomas Jefferson said, to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere.
Well, you were able to do that up here in Dallas when you had your protest about the Fed and the Fed. It was a tremendous thing. A lot of Ron Paul supporters were there. You'd asked me about Ron Paul earlier. I have a lot of respect for Ron Paul. I think that he has many, many, many good ideas. This is the one area that you and I may have a little disagreement on, is when he starts talking about winding back the military and bringing them back within our own borders. I'm not comfortable yet with that with Ron Paul, but as far as financially, as far as constitutionally, Paul's are just absolutely a great candidate.
Dan Kofall, we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for spending time with us.
Always a pleasure, Alex. Thank you so much. Look forward to having you on our show.
You bet. Look forward to doing it. A popular show up there in Dallas. Okay, listen, I'll go into overdrive, whatever has to happen. I'm going to get to Matt. I'm going to get to Frank. Frank's actually ahead of Matt. No, it's Matt and then Frank and then others. I'll get to George, Steve, and others. But I briefly wanted to bring Ted Anderson up here to talk about what's happening in global markets. Ted, we told people that as soon as they, quote, bailed out Greece, that they would start imploding Italy and then Spain and Portugal, which have much greater debts. And the American taxpayers are going to pay for a lot of this. I mean, this is insane, Ted. And look what's happening with the markets right now. Ted, tell us what's going on.
Yeah, right now gold is at $1,793.90, up $38.90, hit a high today of $1,794. Silver right now at $3,502, hitting a high today of $3,504. It's been a hot market right now, Alex. You're right about that. The Greeks are protesting, probably as they should, because the bailout is for the banks. It's not for the government. It's not for the people. There are a lot of banks that have their hind ends on the line here, and they're trying to get the people to pay it off through taxation. And you better believe it, it's coming right here to the United States next. And you can already see that happening. I mean, these banks have become predators, and the creation of money is just destroying the savings of the people. It's predatory, it's wrong, and gold is showing the result of it right now, because we almost have $1,800 gold today.
And by the way, Ted, I should point out that you're joining us via video Skype, by the way, and it looks great. But please continue.
Yeah, no, just right now. I mean, I was reading David Levenstein's little quote here. He just says, as far as I'm concerned, corrupt governments that engage in the reckless spending in the banks and the financial institutions that defraud, lie, deceive their own customers and are financial predators. And it just goes on to saying that, you know, just what I said, it's destroying the savings of the people. It's ruining life for the middle class. It's just like Ron Paul says, just like we've been saying, you know, that bailout going on in Greece is just the tip of the iceberg. Gold sitting here at $1,793.90 is just a reflection of that. The United States dollar is going to continue to drop, and that's why I think it's so very important that people get involved in gold and silver. Your idea of that American Dream video, and for me to get the opportunity to put two silver dollars in there, deliver that to people for $73, which is well below the cost, to get it to people so they can become aware, get a little bit of education of exactly what's going on. That's what this is about. I mean, you have these protests going on out in Greece, and we have these protests going on out here in Wall Street, New York. Obviously, these people don't know the full story, and what they need to have is they need to have a seed to be planted in the minds of the people so we can get back to true patriotism. We can
Just to be clear, you were gonna have to go up as silver goes up soon. A few weeks ago it was $73, two silver dollars, that's basically it cost. Then the free DVD about the banker takeover, its history, and the book, Mark Dice's book, all of that free on top of it. What are the two silver dollars now with the free video and book?
Well, I'm still doing them right now at $73, Alex, but you got to realize if you broke all that apart and just bought them individually, you'd be paying well over $100 for the whole package. But shipping the whole thing, we're still doing it for $73. And the reason why I'm doing it, it does lose money. Flat out, there's no way that you can make money at this dollar level. However, it gets the message to the people. Plus, also, I'm just so revved up to see what happened with your money bomb. I mean, what a great way to support the movement and what's, you know, the whole thing.
And by the way, I should tell folks they can still donate at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And until sometime tomorrow afternoon, we're going to keep restreaming that 27 hours of all those guests. If anybody missed the David Icke, the Fritz Springmeier, the George Norrie, all of it. By the way, I will be on for 3 hours tonight, 3 hours with George Norrie, 3 hours of the show this evening. So very, very exciting about that. Coasttocoastam.com. John, Ted's on with us, the boss. We'll skip this network break so we can continue talking to folks. I am horrible about skipping breaks, but that's the only way I can finish the show and then try to get to your phone calls and hit all this news. Ted, we never really toot our horns properly. Everything we talked about is coming true. The Vatican, and again, I got a lot of friends that are Catholic, friends that are Baptist, friends that are whatever. I'm not bashing Catholics here, but I mean, the main Vatican Council did come out and call for a global government, a global bank. You've got all these major institutions calling for it. Time Magazine, Newsweek, because they're telling them the solution to all the world's crises is a new bank of the world. Well, it's a new bank of the world run by the very same banks. World government is now out in the open. It's exactly what we said it would be. We told people when gold was $265 an ounce to buy it, and we told you when it hit 2,000, it might go back down, but overall it would only go back up because they're globally devaluing all major currencies in concert. And the G20 calls it this coordinated devaluation. And you just heard the businessman and professor on earlier talking about hyperinflation down the road before we go into the real depression. And folks think it's bad now. I'm not trying to scare you. This is a fact. The government knows what they've done. Gold and silver is one of the best hedges there is. I don't buy it as an investment, though it's been the best, bar none, across-the-board investment of the last decade. Type into Google, 12-year gold-silver graph. Look at the two go up. Look at it go up over $100 now in the last few weeks, gaining back many of the losses it had. That's because they have been devaluing the currencies. And the euro goes down, then the dollar goes down. And the euro goes up, the dollar goes up. But if you look at it over time, world currencies are stepping like a staircase downward. Gold and silver and other commodities are on a staircase upwards, only because it costs more of those fiat currencies to buy the real tangible good. And I think probably the biggest sleeper is silver. And so I would only steer people in a direction I think is great, and especially when Ted Anderson has deals on gold and silver. Ted, you're always plugging the two silver dollars. So that is you do lose money on that, and that's the best deal you've got, and it is an insane deal. Free shipping, free book, free video, silver dollars at cost. But you bought a bunch of gold and silver when the price was down a few months ago. Now it's gone back up a lot. Even last week you said you'd run out of most of it. What do you still have at the super low price that's left when people call? What's the list of special loss leaders you've got?
Well, especially if you're looking for silver. I mean, right now, the Lakota Nation silver rounds are at $43. If you look on eBay, you're going to pay a lot more for those. Walking Liberty halves are at $17.03. We have those discounted even against our own internet prices. The survival bags of dimes, I mean, I can't say it enough. People need to have small fractions of gold and silver that they can use as money because the paper currency is going into the toilet. Bags of silver dimes right now, $100 face value of silver dimes, or 1,000 dimes, is $2,643. And by the way, Alex, that means it now takes 26 dimes to, or 26 of the old, of the new copper dimes to buy one old silver dime. That gives you a reflection of what's going on. And as a matter of fact, the copper dimes are worth more than their face value just because they have copper in them. They have to make pennies out of steel. What is it going to take to wake the people up so they actually see that the government is driving their currency right into the floor? I mean, the people that have been trying to save and live out their retirement, you know, they might as well just kiss it goodbye. You really need to have gold and silver. And like you say, silver probably makes more sense than gold at this time. But if you're a larger investor, gold is, you're going to have to look at that option because it's just too heavy to store well too much silver. I mean, the silver eagles right now are at 1955.06. I really like to support Ron Paul. I've got those Campaign for Liberty quarter ounce proof coins, and they're at 536.57.
Aren't you almost out of those?
I've got just a few left, Alex. I made, I can't remember, I think I made 2,000 of them. I might have 200 of them left.
All right, here's the number, 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. Ted, we'll have to have you back on as we watch this unfold, but I tell you, I mean, I'm getting my storable food in order. I've already had it for years, but I'm getting the lanterns ready, the guns ready. I was out shooting this weekend, something I hadn't done in a year. And I'm hoping for the best, but preparing for the worst. And more, you know, under globalism, this leads to a very bad place. I'm telling everybody, get ready for full collapse of everything, of the economy, and then hope we're wrong 5 years from now. Okay, but the way all this is going, people need to get storable food. They need to get gold and silver. They need to get firearms. You need to get ready. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me up, Alex.
Thank you. And a lot of people are so broke they can't even do that. And more importantly than any of that, spread the word about liberty, because people being awake is one of the only hopes we have to avert all this. That if people are awake to this corruption, it will disappear like phantoms at dawn. As Thomas Jefferson said, I want to jam in some more calls here. I never really talk about this sponsor, and they've just got such amazing deals going right now. It's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The holiday season, eFoods Direct is offering some unbelievable deals. If you've ever thought about getting a supply of affordable foods, now is the time. Don't wait until next time, because this may be the best deal they've ever offered. This season, get yourself the gift of food security and peace of mind in these unstable times with the best storable foods out there from eFoodsDirect.com. They got a bunch of specials running right now. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or click on the banners at InfoWars.com, or give them a call, 800-876-0871. That's the number to call to ask about different specials they've got running. 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. Get prepared today. All right, continuing here, I'm going to do a little bit of overdrive into the next hour. The official show will be over, and then I guess XM takes the show an hour late, so it's like live for a couple hours, then it's the first hour again. But regardless, we're coming back with your phone calls here in just a moment. But some stations obviously will break away to the next show. Yeah, we're going to phone calls. Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to do a rant because I need to had a mistake at the first 5 minutes. I want to fix that. Holy mackerel, we'll see what we're going to have to do here. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in North Carolina. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Just a couple things. First of all, I've been trying to call for a while and haven't been able to get through. But on the Libya thing, I noticed when you did your money bomb special, you had Mr. Adansk on, and while you guys were talking, he made an interesting point, which is that the truth is never simple. And I think with the Libya thing, what I failed to see anybody notice, I mean, I don't know if you remember when the rebels took Tripoli and they'd renamed the square or whatever downtown. And you see, you know, this beautiful shot of the square. You see all these people and they're all waving the new Libyan flag. The old one was just solid green. And there's this new nice looking flag that they're waving. They're all waving it. That's all you can see. And then you see these people trailing through the streets with a big 50-foot version of the Libyan flag. And you've got all these reporters on the ground. And nobody asked the question, where the hell did they get the flags? I mean, is there some kind of, did the rebels set up a flag factory?
No, it's all
from China.
It's all a big psyop. I saw that.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. No,
yeah.
That's like the illegals when they had those demonstrations for total open borders. They admitted that big foundations in the U.S. handed out the flags.
Yeah. I mean, obviously somebody's passing out these flags to these guys when they come in, which begs the question of how were the flags shipped in? What funds were used to pay for those flags? What factory got the contract to make
them? Sir,
the flags?
They now admit they fly the Al-Qaeda flag over the country. They gave it to Al-Qaeda. Give your rights up because of Al-Qaeda.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.